I'm not sure why the global warming flips into global cooling unless you're talking about how humans change every day, the platitudes and the vicissitudes. We're going to change whatever we thought we were worried about.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
No non-physical provides a solution.
Oh!
Every single time. Every time. Your wish is our command.
I see. So the global...
That's interesting.
But the global cooling is an overreaction to what we thought was a problem in global warming.
So is your economy.
As an overreaction.
If everybody started being thankful and had appreciation, genuine appreciation, even if they lost a house, let's say that the money bank took your house, okay? And you've been thrown out or undone or whatever you call that, whatever that process is. If you spend as much time appreciating how you got that house as you did wailing about the forfeiture of it, guess what? Another house would show up. Or they'd call up and say, we made a mistake. Here, if you'll pay for this house, you can have it back. We're good. We got too many. We haven't got to you. Yeah, we're going to foreclose on you, but we're really busy. So if you'll cut the grass and take care of it and look after it, we'd appreciate it. And if somebody comes along and wants to buy your house because they don't have any money, but if they want to buy your house, then you'll have to get out then. But they're saying, just stay there because it's going to cost us a fortune to keep it up, and then nobody's going to want it because the thing's going to fall down. So if they spend as much time appreciating the house that they are in the process of losing, or maybe you've already lost your house, appreciate that fabulous house that you lost. Give it your undivided attention of how delicious it is and how you put those shrubbery out and how you put the garden in and how you cleaned out the gutters and how you painted the trim and you put up a picket fence.
That's not nostalgia. That's not nostalgia.
No, it is not nostalgia. Call it whatever you want to. You could also call it a hole in the ozone if you want to, but it doesn't necessarily apply. Give it your undivided attention of how much you appreciate it. Then that'll remind you of how you got that house the first time.
And it'll set up the framework for another one to show up, a manifest.
Or better.
Mm-hmm. A hotel.
People are losing houses.
A mansion.
People are losing houses. They're losing houses, and then they're taking their money and going and buying a greater house for a third of the money. What? They're losing their house in Las Vegas and going across the street and getting a bigger house, a better house, and their payment is a tenth of what it was in their other house. And they're just really pissed about that.
Who is?
Right.
The one who gets the house? Owner.
Yeah. See, it's all relative. That's what we keep saying. It's all relative. And we don't even have a problem. We play. We play all day, every day, making reference to the erectile dysfunction and you're losing your bones with Boniva. I mean, you know, why is it that the flying nun is losing her bones? Why should she forfeit her skeletal structure?
You know, that's the actress who played Flying Nun?
That's the Flying Nun.
Who's that?
Sally Field.
Well, she gets on the chip body talking about her Boniva that she has to take to keep her bones together. It's the evolution process. And now what's going to be the response to that is stronger bones, stronger bones, stronger bones. We're going to osteoporosis. Your body will respond. It'll say, not me, I'm good. I appreciate my bones. You know, my structure holds up pretty good. I'm not as good as I ever was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. Then you come to a place where you start attaching yourself to the deliciousness that is you. And your body responds in kind. It'll sew up that ozone. It'll warm up that, cool off, not too cold. Temper it, the climate. It'll make that calving cease up in Antarctica, and people will be, they'll have ships gathering that ice and hauling it back to throw on top of the glaciers that are melting, and they'll pile up such a pile of ice that it'll refreeze. And then it'll be too much ice, and then it'll be, we need global warming to overcome the global cooling, because now we got too many.
Was the mass mind always a little off balance?
Well, no, it's not off balance. It's only balanced based on its field of view.
So it's getting so much information now, it's pretty hard to keep it all together.
Exactly.
It's up and down, up and down. It's like the hemlines. Fashion. The hemlines go up and down like a window shade.
Well, McLuhan said back in the 50s that through understanding media, we knew the keys to social change. You're pointing out the dynamics of social change, and it's happening so much now, no one knows what society is at this point.